God with us. That's a big message of the Bible, isn't it? I mean, as you read from beginning to end, you come across the different ways that people have expressed the desire for God to be with them and the different ways God assures us that He is with us and that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Well, today on Discover the Word, Mark DeHaan, Alisa Morgan, Bill Crowder, and Daniel Ryan Day are going to talk about the primary way God with us is our reality today. Their series on loneliness, You Are Not Alone, continues next. And thanks for being part of the group today. Discover the Word is the daily small group Bible study from Our Daily Bread Ministries. And this week, that regular group of Mart and Elisa and Bill and Daniel is in week two of this series of conversations that's taking note of an issue that has been with us throughout history, but in some unique ways has been manifesting itself in our world over the course of 2020. And that is the issue of loneliness and the pain of feeling that we're alone. Because in some senses, we have been isolated in ways that are new to most of us and have maybe felt the pain of alone more acutely. But as we've said and discovered in the pages of Scripture, loneliness is not a new thing. And so we've been finding God's provision and promise that speaks into the very real struggles associated with loneliness. Well, today we're going to talk about the presence of the Holy Spirit and discover how even in those times of feeling like we are alone or abandoned, we can know that we are not alone. Alisa?
Do you remember having a substitute teacher growing up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're kind of renowned, aren't they? For what?
For being pushovers.
Yeah.
I mean, they become the patsy for everything that goes wrong in class that day.
Yeah. Which is why I really want to hear Mart's story that was obviously behind him saying, oh, yeah.
I just remember watching the teachers and just feeling for them, even at that young age.
They're so compassionate, Mart.
And they were so helpless. They just simply could not get
And
us
why
in line.
Is that?
We don't give them any authority.
Yeah.
Literally, they're here today and gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow will behave because the one who's got authority will be back.
Yeah.
And their judgment of us probably won't affect our grades.
But why in the world didn't an administrator walk down to that room with that person and let us know?
I've actually heard of subs being fired on the spot because they can't control a classroom and the principal comes in and takes over the role for the day because substitute couldn't handle it. I want to draw a very loose parallel here, so please don't hear any disrespect here, but I want to ask a question. Do we sometimes view the Holy Spirit as our substitute God on this planet because Jesus is in heaven, and do we value Him enough?
Oh, good night. Where did you get that?
Yeah, that's a big jump, isn't it? But I'm really struck by this as we think about Jesus says you're not alone, bottom line. That's His message, you know, as He leaves the planet and ascends to heaven.
And He says that it's going to be even better, that Jesus leaves and He sends the Spirit.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
I don't think I've ever actively thought the Holy Spirit is a poor substitute for Jesus. I think if I was one of the disciples in the upper room, I might have felt that way. Mm-hmm. I think our tendency is more to ignore the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I think one thing that's important to acknowledge, though, is we are talking about certain denominational views of the Holy Spirit, because there are some denominations that emphasize the role of the Holy Spirit as very primary, very important. But on a day-to-day basis, do we tend to live in such a way where we only reach out to the Holy Spirit when I don't know what to pray? Oh, He can help me with that. Or maybe help me understand the Bible. I think maybe those are some of the ways that we see that.
Yeah. And I could be all wrong, but my sense is no matter whether I'm a part of a denomination that really lifts up the Holy Spirit's role in our life or not, out of sight is out of mind. Yeah. You know, and like you said, when Jesus was with His disciples, they looked Him in the eye. Mm-hmm. With the Holy Spirit, there's a mystery to His presence.
Yep.
It is like the wind, but far more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I want to go into this as we consider how we're not alone and how not being alone affects our loneliness, because Jesus also says that He's going to send a helper. There is a paraclete, somebody coming alongside us, and that's the Holy Spirit. And I'm not sure, I'm just speaking for myself, that I give Him adequate value and that because I don't, I may experience greater pain. I may be really missing out on something. And I loved what you just said, Daniel. Let's listen for that. Jesus says it's possibly even better for us that he goes away and sends the Spirit, which is really confusing to us. But let's look at a couple of passages just to set things up. In John 7, Jesus tells the disciples he's going away and he won't be with them. Talk about loneliness, you know, this guy you've been given 3 years of your life to and constantly with, and you have come to know him. He's done miracles and he's walked beside you. You're just blown away by the complete revolution of your thinking that life can be finally better than you ever imagined it in terms of having a hope and a revolutionary kind of value in your world. Anyway, all of that, thinking about it. And then he says he's going to leave. And I'm sure that that rattled around in their heads. But let's look at what he says further in terms of what he's going to give them. I'm going to get a couple of passages. John 14, 16 to 17. Daniel, could you get that? Mm-hmm. And then Bill, could you get John 14, 25 to 27?
Sure.
And then Mart, I'm going to have you get one from John 16 in a second. Okay, Daniel?
John 14, verses 16 through 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, to your point, Mart. Mm-hmm. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
And not only does the world not see him, we don't see him either.
That's right.
Right.
Now,
right.
We may know him, but we don't see him.
Right,
that's absolutely true. And Jesus has just said in the verses prior to this, don't let your hearts be troubled and stirred up. And then he goes in to say, I'm going to send a helper to you. So don't get stuck in the pain of your alone, the anxiety that comes with that, the fear that comes with that. Don't get so freaked out about that because I'm going to send you an advocate to help you, the Spirit of Truth. And then, Bill, what does he say a little bit further on in chapter 14?
Verses 25 and following, all this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
How does God sending the Holy Spirit comfort us in the pain of alone? What difference does that make? What does he say is going to happen?
He's going to remind us of what Jesus has said and done and been.
And he'll teach you all things too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that substitute teacher at the front of the room didn't really do that, right? Usually she's just there to hold place. The Holy Spirit is legitimately the one who will provide wisdom and comfort and presence for us and remind us and continue to
and understanding.
And understanding.
Because there's so many things Jesus taught that we still are like, oh, what does that mean?
You're right. And Paul later described it in a different way when he said the result, the outcome is going to be you're going to experience from within yourself love and joy, and you know the rest.
Mm-hmm. The fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mart, now grab John 16:7. And this is where it gets that surprise, that pop, Daniel, that you mentioned, verse 7?
Yeah, he says, in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment.
And he'll go on and he'll say, verses 12 to 15, I'll send him to you. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear now. But when he, the Spirit, comes, he'll guide you in the all truth. He won't speak on his own. He'll only speak what he hears. And he will tell you what's to come. He'll glorify me because it is from me that he received what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you.
Yeah, he went on and he said more. I stopped. But he said, if I go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. And then he says, the world's sin. And he tells us what it is. It refuses to believe in me. And he says, righteousness is available because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. But apparently the Holy Spirit will remind us of Jesus' rightness. He was different.
Yes.
He wasn't, you know, he wasn't like us. And then he says, judgment, it has to do with the fact this world, the ruler of this world has already been judged. So it puts a whole different perspective on it.
So good. Yeah. So good.
I believe every bit of that. And I wonder if to the disciples, it was still not a little dissatisfying.
Had to be.
Yeah. And to get to the point that we really want to land on, let's reread verse 7 of chapter 16.
Daniel, if you got it there.
Yeah. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you.
Okay. I mean, how could it be better to not have Jesus with us? We can't understand that. But he was fully human, and he was in one place at a given time. The Holy Spirit is how God lives in us and is with us.
In all the world. It was 12 that Jesus had.
Exactly. So in a way, what we can trust is that it's better for us because we have a good God who's going to only give us good gifts, okay? So the Holy Spirit is his paraclete, is the one who comes alongside us and lives with us as an advocate. And that paraclete expresses the mind of God, the words of Jesus to us on an ongoing basis. When we are feeling the pain of alone, this is one of the elements that God gives to us to remind us. This is ongoing, whether or not we recognize it or not. We're not alone. He has sent a helper who comes alongside us and reminds us of what God wants us to know and guides us through each situation.
As promised, today we have the Holy Spirit, and so we're never really alone. You're listening to Discover the Word with Mark DeHaan, Elisa Morgan, Bill Crowder, and Daniel Ryan Day. This has been another great conversation in our series titled, You Are Not Alone. And if you want to revisit any of the discussions from this study, you can listen online at discovertheword.org. And also to make sure you don't miss any conversations in the future, then, let me recommend subscribing to Discover the Word on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Now, if you're familiar with any of those apps, you know how easy it is. Just hit the subscribe or follow button and have Discover the Word sent directly to your smartphone every time a new episode comes out. Again, we're on most of the major podcasting apps such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Well, it's great to have you here at the table with us as we're exploring this topic of loneliness together. Loneliness is a big deal, and talking about it together, I hope, is giving perspective and help. And of course, there's always room for more friends to join us at the table, and you can be part of making Discover the Word available to others. Share these conversations with a friend, link them to our website, pray over this ministry, and offer your financial support. Those are all ways that you can help make the life-changing wisdom of the Bible understandable and accessible to people all around the world. And so if you would like to make a donation or become a Discover the Word partner and give a recurring gift every month in whatever amount you can, just follow the easy steps when you go online to our website at discovertheword.org. Click the Donate button, and then you'll see your options there at discovertheword.org. Well, you know, I think all of us want to discover what our purpose in life is. And if you feel like you're still searching, well, the answer may be simpler than you think. So next time on Discover the Word, Mart, Elisa, Bill, and Daniel will consider the purpose that God has given to every believer and talk about how knowing that purpose can help ease the pain of loneliness that you may be feeling. Okay, I'm Brian Hedinga, and I will save you a seat at the table Thursday here on Discover the Word. Discover the Word is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministry.